I met Mitnick, after a fashion, when he called Tom Snyder's radio show from Las Vegas in the summer of 1991. I was on a promotional tour for Cyberpunk. Throughout the writing of the book, Mitnick had refused to speak with me unless I paid him. He became a ghostly presence during my time in L.A. as I visited his friends, and his erstwhile friends. They are a mistrustful bunch. The reporting entailed a lot of meetings at odd hours in the parking lots of fast food outlets. To reach them, I paged them, or called from one payphone to another. I got lucky when a couple of L.A. cops, who had come to loathe Mitnick and his confreres, handed me Mitnick's police file, which was several inches thick. While conceding that 80% of what I wrote was accurate, Mitnick was apparently so irked by some of it that he called the show to air his grievances on national radio. He was polite and friendly, and even waited patiently while Snyder, who seemed oblivious to the high drama of this little contretemps, broke for a commercial. The ensuing conversation was tense. Reciting verbatim from the book, Mitnick dwelt on the bias I had displayed favoring Lenny. I was polite back. I told him that if he had spoken with me before the book was published, he'd have a more compelling case. Snyder interrupted with a question. Kevin, you don't deny you broke into computers. You did that, right? Yes, I did. Why'd you do it? What's the thrill? It was basically the fascination of learning more about computer systems, Mitnick replied. See, they didn't offer that type of in-depth exploring in an educational environment. But when you're breaking into a system, Snyder continued, do you know you're doing wrong, or do you feel you have a right to access these systems? Oh, I know it's wrong, Mitnick responded, but it's basically to learn more about the operating system and computer systems. It's basically the fascination of learning about the computer itself, not necessarily the information the computer contained. When Snyder cut him off to take another call, and the elusive Mitnick disappeared back into the unknown, I didn't ask what he was doing with his days, but gave him the benefit of the doubt. I imagined him reformed, living with his mother, walking the straight and narrow path of a crime-free life. I was wrong.